Brownstown. It's a Monday. After a Browns victory, a home victory, all those who invested their hard-earned money and went to the opener at First Energy Stadium saw an exciting game yesterday with the Browns winning 28-14 over the Titans. Johnny Manziel having a, I guess what, would you call that like a coming out day? Like kind of that? Would that be what you'd consider that to be?
I don't know about that, but he had some nice plays.
Yes. Here's in the locker room afterwards.
To get to 1-1, you know, it's awesome for us. You know, I you know, obviously personally, you know, first win at home, season opener, you know, it's a pretty awesome script for me.
And to join us to talk about that and how the script will play out as it moves forward is Scott Petrek of the Chronicle Telegram, covers the Browns. And did you enjoy watching that game yesterday, Scott?
Yeah, sure. It was a nice day for football. It was a home game. The Browns won.
What more can you ask for? Now, as we look through that, obviously with a victory, let's go. I guess start with some of the positive things we saw yesterday. Is this Johnny Manziel, the one we drafted that we hoped for? Is this who we're seeing now?
Well, you know, I think he's taking steps. I think it'd be way premature to say that you know he's a franchise quarterback or that. He's the guy who belongs in the same class as any of the other quarterbacks in the Browns division. But he's played better, and he looks like a different quarterback than he was in his short time last year when he looked unprepared and overwhelmed and overmatched. Yesterday, he made a couple big throws. They didn't ask him to do a lot. He only completed 8 passes, only threw the ball 15 times. But he made 2 big throws that were the story of the game. So there's progress there. You know, I still think that Johnny has limitations when you try to forecast him long term. I'm still not convinced that he will be a long term starter, successful starter in this league. But there's reason to give him another look, that's for sure.
Scott, if Josh comes out of concussion protocol, who do you think should start next Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I've been kind of bouncing that around in my head for the last, since the game ended, really. And I'd lean toward starting Johnny again on Sunday, and that's different than I felt yesterday morning. There was nothing that Johnny could have done, really, would have made me think that he should replace Josh. But the fact that they won, that he made the big plays necessary, you have another game at home, it just seems like the momentum's in Johnny's favor, and he is your first-round pick from a year ago. You do need to see what he's going to be so you can make the decision on whether or not you need to go keep searching for a quarterback. It kind of seems like the right time to stick with him, and you can always go back to Josh McCown if Johnny falters. Having said that, I also think that part of me thinks that Josh McCown gives you the best chance to win against Oakland next week and down the road, and that's the goal, is to win as many games as possible. You owe that to the rest of the guys on the roster. So I don't think it's an easy decision. I think the Browns would be better off. It'd be easy for the Browns if McCown was not cleared this week and they could just go with Johnny by default and then make the decision after the Oakland game. But if Josh is cleared, ready to practice Wednesday, I think Mike Pettine's got a tough decision.
Craig was playing a cut with talking about the quarterback, and he kind of seems that Mike Pettine has a hard time saying the word Johnny or Manziel. He kind of just uses pronouns or other things related to that. Is that his typical speak, or is that something we're reading into it? What do you see?
Yeah, you know what? I never noticed that, so I think that's just how he talks. You know, a coach, a lot of times their sentences and their quotes get jarble because they're trying to get too many thoughts in one sentence. So I don't think I'd read a whole lot into it.
Now, what about the chemistry that we're starting to see between Manziel and Travis Benjamin, or is that just Travis Benjamin coming into his own at this point?
Well, you know what? I think the chemistry starts with Travis Benjamin being one of the fastest guys in the league. And as Johnny's recognized that, just as Brian Hoyer did last year and Josh McCown has recognized, you have to throw the ball out there and let him go get it. And what's interesting to me is this coaching staff, and it started to happen last year. I mean, Mike Pettine was here, but they had a different coordinator, started to recognize the potential Travis Benjamin had as a receiver. The previous regimes used him kind of strictly as a return guy in a fluky, you run an end around with him. Maybe every once in a while you throw the ball deep just so the defense would have to be honest. The last 2 years, he's been used a lot as a receiver, and he might have taken the most reps of any receiver yesterday, and that speaks strictly to his speed and the fact that he changes how a defense covers you, and that he can run by the guys and you can make big plays, and he changes the games. I mean, he changed the game yesterday almost single-handedly with the punt return and those two long plays. So I don't know how much of it's chemistry or just Johnny being smart enough to recognize that Travis is capable of making those game-changing plays.
Scott, have we seen the end of the kickoff return? I don't know that there was one yesterday.
The Browns had one yesterday.
Ah, okay.
Tennessee did not have any. You know what? Every year this discussion happens in September, and then the weather turns in October, November, and you start to get kickoff returns. I think that's just the nature of the beast. When the weather's nice or you're inside or you're in a warm weather climate, you're going to have a ton of touchbacks. When the weather starts to turn and there's wind and the field's not in as good a shape, you start to see the ball hang up, and then you see more kickoff returns. But frankly, that's what the league wanted. When the league changed the kickoff rules, they moved it up. You know, they moved it up to the 35. They wanted fewer kickoff returns because they thought it was a player safety issue.
We're all happy. The Browns win. Is there anything we ought to be concerned about from yesterday's game?
Well, you can always find something. I think at the top of the list is the poor run defense. You know, I think we probably talked about it last week. That was a number one priority of the defense in the offseason. They drafted Danny Shelton to improve it. They signed, you know, free agent Randy Starks to improve it. They did a whole bunch of stuff to improve it. And in two games, they've let up 154 rushing yards and 166 rushing yards. And that's not acceptable. And I'm sure that's the biggest coaching point probably in the whole building. It's how do we fix that? Because you cannot win consistently in this league, let alone this division, which still features teams that try to run the ball, and that's where they go to. You can't win if you're letting up 150 yards rushing a game. It's just impossible.
Well, the defense threw a shutout for the first half, and it was part of the third quarter before the Titans got on the board, so there was something going on in the defense that was working well.
Yeah, I mean, they played better. They got, you know, they pressured Mariota. I mean, he didn't have time to set up back there. It was a whole different experience for him than his debut when he had the perfect rating against Tampa Bay. You know, they sacked him seven times. They hit him a bunch of times. They knocked his helmet and shoe off on one play. So there were good signs. The secondary played better. They forced turnovers. But from a strictly run defense, that's how Tennessee got back in the game. They started to run the ball in the second half, took some pressure off Mariota, and then he was able to make a couple big throws. And that's how they got within 21-14. You know, without that big Johnny play, it would have come down to the wire because Tennessee had the momentum. It's third and six. If Johnny doesn't escape or he takes the sack or he throws incomplete there, you know, it's a nail-biting time. But the defense overall, you held the team to 14 points. That's a good job, but you got to shore up that run D.
Johnny was a little slippery with the ball yesterday. Obviously, that's something he's going to have to work on.
It is. And, you know, he's got big hands. So, you know, it's kind of hard to figure out why. And he said yesterday he had two hands on the ball. He was concentrating on that, where in the Jets game, he was really carrying, you know, kind of carrying it like a loaf of bread, one hand. He was careless. Yesterday, he said he wasn't careless with the ball, but it still got knocked out. That's something he needs to work on, because if the Browns don't recover those two times he fumbled, it changes the game as well. And that's another reason the Browns coaching staff might lean toward McCown. They think he can manage the game better. They believe he'll be more careful with the ball. That's still yet to be seen. Josh only played the one drive, and he ended it with his own fumble. But Johnny has stuff to work on. And while it's a good sign that we see steps out of him, you know, I think it's important to remember he had the near turnovers, and he didn't carry this team. Not that a lot of young quarterbacks do, but if you only complete eight passes, the coaches either don't trust you enough to throw the ball more, and it's not like he took over the game. So baby steps for Johnny, but good sign.
Now we head off to, the Oakland Raiders come to town. They're not the same old Oakland Raiders, at least judging by what they did to the Ravens this past week. And what can we expect?
No, talk about a turnaround. I mean, Cincinnati went into Oakland week one and demolished them. I think they were up 33-0 at one point. Derek Carr, the young Raiders quarterback, was hurt. They were wondering how, if he'd miss any time. Well, he was back yesterday and led a comeback against what I thought was a good Ravens team, but now is 0-2 and has serious questions of its own. This Oakland team, you know, I think the Browns, it'll probably be a real close game in the point spread. You know, the Browns might be favored slightly. It's a long trip for Oakland. But that's a team on the rise, a new coach. But I like Derek Carr. I liked him last year when he came to Cleveland. The Browns beat him, but he showed me something. He had a lot of moxie. He wasn't afraid to throw Joe Hayden. Has a pretty good arm. I liked him coming out in the draft more than Johnny. Same draft class. I liked him better than Johnny. This is a team with a lot of pieces, a lot of young talent. It'll be a good test for the Browns.
Are there any former Browns out there?
Out in Oakland?
Yeah.
You know what? Not that jumps to mind. I'd have to stare at their roster. I haven't done my prep yet. They got a lot of young guys. Khalil Mack, the linebacker that the Browns could have taken instead of Justin Gilbert. He's having a great start to the season. Amari Cooper, the rookie receiver out of Alabama. He's having a big start. They have Michael Crabtree, the former 49ers receiver who the Browns didn't go after in free agency and might have been a good addition here. They have some pieces to work with out there, and it all comes down to quarterback. They think they found their franchise quarterback. The Browns still don't know if they found theirs in Johnny, and I think there's still doubts about that for sure.
Well, it's the Raiders and the Browns next Sunday at First Energy, and we'll talk with you again next Monday. Scott Petrick at the Chronicle-Telegram. You can check him out there and read his stories and follow him on Twitter as well. Thanks, Scott, for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.